5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Amanda and Andrew, they're here to chat, talking about this and this and that and whatnot.
Okay, I think we're good.
It's a bit windy out here, folks.
It's a tad windy. I feel like this little area is like a wind tunnel.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
It always is. I swear we come through here and it's bad.
But also, we noticed the other day when we weren't recording how quiet and peaceful it was outside.
Yeah.
And then the second we hit record, it's like wind.
Wind.
Trucks.
Yeah, big mother honking trucks, but they're mother trucking honks.
Big mother honking 18-wheelers.
18-wheelers. You think he could live life as a trucker?
Honestly, yes. Because I feel like...
I'm talking cross-country trucker.
I think so. I mean, I can't back into things the way they do, so that's like the only reason why I say... Like, if it was like a small little rig, maybe. But these are some big rigs.
You drink Monster like truckers do.
I drink the Zero Ultra White Monsters, and Andrew thinks that I am like a truck driver because I drink those.
That's a trucker boomer drink. That's the kind of stuff you see boomers drinking it on Facebook. they post a picture of them drinking that with the weirdest sunglasses and the thumbs up.
So then what's a Monster that's not trucker to you? Like OG Monster?
They just seriously like Zero White Ultra. I don't know what it is. But
a trucker, like I've done quite a lot of... quite a lot of truck stops.
Yeah.
And like, you're telling me they'll drink a Zero Ultra, which is zero sugar.
We call that a truck stop guzzler.
But then I see these truckers getting liters of soda.
Really?
And chips. Yeah, they don't let
me. They've got to be so fat. Come on.
You're sitting all day.
Yeah.
For like hours and hours. Then you sleep, and you're eating.
Just sipping that soda.
It's such a...
What would be the choice to eat? Like, what... Like, say you're trucking around, like, what would be your snack that would, like, keep you not fat as hell?
I don't know. Just eat, like, protein.
But just, what? Like, jerky?
I mean...
Jerky seems bad for you in
Well, I'm talking, instead of like chips, maybe eat like a protein bar because it'll keep you fuller fat like
that's
for longer.
Probably, yeah.
But
I'm sure there's like an actual thought to this for truckers.
Yeah, I'll never forget when I saw this one trucker, like he had like 4 liters of soda. He was by himself too because we had seen him get back into the truck. And like 4 bags of chips. It's like, this is all for your shift, buddy? Are you drinking straight out of the liters? Out of the bottles?
Oh my God. Probably also using it to pee.
Oh, probably. Although, some of those have to have bathrooms, right?
The trucks?
Yeah,
I don't think so.
They have little cabins.
They have cabins, I just think, for sleeping. Maybe there's like a compartment where you could put a big piss jug.
Or like, I use a little, it's almost like a bucket with a toilet seat to go to the beach.
No way.
Maybe, yeah.
Do you actually?
Yeah, it's a requirement.
What do you mean it's a requirement?
To get on the beach, it's a requirement.
You have to have a bucket toilet.
You have to have a bucket toilet. You have to have a toilet, fishing rods, like stuff to get out of the sand.
Fishing rods?
Yeah.
What, to like fish the turd out of your ass? What does that mean?
Well, the beach that I go to has requirements to get on because it's a 4-wheel beach.
Yeah.
And it's a fishing beach. So people stay there overnight, so like you have to have a toilet, fishing rods for each person in the car.
That's crazy that they require you to have fishing rods.
Because it's a fishing beach.
It's specifically a fishing beach? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
You're not really supposed to. I mean, everyone does go there for like leisure, but.
Interesting.
It's a fishing beach.
Speaking of fishing,
I don't fish.
I brought this up like 100 times yesterday or 2 days ago, but for the podcast, I bike around a lot. And I specifically go to this one park in my area. I mean, I'll just say it because it's on the news. You can literally just look it up and hear, oh, fucking entire lake has been drained. There's a lake called or a park called Blydenburg.
Docks.
And we just had insane rain. Amanda missed it because she was on vacay.
I was here
Sunday night.
For Sunday night, yeah.
Oh, so you kind of experienced it.
Yeah.
But like, it was weird that in some areas it was just super, super concentrated rain, like kind of unseen before. Like,
with like roads collapsing.
Yeah.
Because like, of dams breaking. Like, dams, I've never seen that.
Dams were literally breaking because there was just too much water coming down at the same time. And so at that park, the dam that was built, well, this was a newer dam, but it's been dammed since fucking the 1790s.
It's been dammed.
It's been dammed. It's and now literally it's literally been dammed. And now it's a dammed park because the whole fucking park or lake has completely emptied to
I've
nothing.
I've never seen anything like that. I mean, yeah. Andrew has a before and after picture.
Yeah.
And it's insane. There's no water left.
There's just no water left. There's a small stream running through it now from whatever the original feed was from. But that's it.
That is so sad.
Yeah, and it stinks
and
there.
And it's sad for the wildlife.
People said that, I've heard that there were no turtles. People said they saw no turtles, unless those got snatched up too. What the hell eats turtles? Foxes and shit?
I guess so.
Just
probably.
Slurp them out.
What? Slurp them out of the shell like a clam.
Yeah, I mean, how else do you eat it? You can't chew on the shell. That'd be
yeah,
like...
Yeah, I guess you're right.
It's like getting the bone marrow out. That's like the only thing I can think of. Is
that's disgusting. Let's just leave turtles alone.
Yeah, we love turtles.
We love turtles, but I'll always pick a plastic straw. Yeah.
We tried these... Oh, you weren't there for that. We went to a restaurant not long ago, and they had fucking pasta straws.
And, that's insane.
I'm not sure how I feel about those.
Wouldn't it get, like, soggy?
So, they're designed to only get soggy after, like, half an hour. But they do. They start getting, like, mendable. And,
then you just have a wet noodle.
You do. You literally just have a wet noodle. But I didn't like it because it actually added a taste.
I was gonna say, like, pasta does have a taste, you know? Like...
It had, like, a weird, like, papery, bready taste.
Like a starchy...
Yeah, starchy, weird taste in my drink. And I'm like, it's a good idea, but I really don't know if I want this.
Yeah, I don't think I would go for that. Was it, like, thick like a straw?
Yeah, it was solid. When
what kind of noodles are they using?
Impressive build. At the same time, it just did not taste good. If they can make it taste like nothing, then maybe.
Then
maybe we're
work.
Onto something.
Maybe they have to line it with something.
But I'm going to put that into spaghetti.
You're
I'm gonna
put
that into pasta. I'm gonna put that into a nice mama's fresh tomato.
What, your wet noodle?
Yeah.
The singular wet noodle.
You can't eat it afterwards.
Why?
Because it's edible.
Oh, I thought you said you can't.
Oh, you can, yeah. Hey,
did you eat it?
I tried to.
It wasn't good.
Me and Bree tried eating it. No, it was not good.
It didn't taste good.
It was not good because we put it into Shirley Temple.
That's what I was going to ask next. Like, what kind of drink were you drinking it out of?
It'd be great for a V8.
Wow, I haven't had a Shirley Temple in a long time. I used to drink Dirty Shirley's.
Dirty Shirley's? That's how it's, like, actually supposed to be, right? Or am I wrong about that?
I think a Shirley Temple is just a Shirley Temple non-alcoholic, but people started making Dirty Shirley's.
Mm.
Or it's the other way around. I don't know. But as a kid, I used to always drink Shirley Temples, like if we went to an event or had an occasion.
Did you have a mixed drink of choice?
A mixed drink of choice?
Yeah.
Probably just a vodka soda. But otherwise, like, hold the soda, you know? I was like a just sip out the bottle kind of girly.
You've got that Germanic blood in you. You like your vodka. I like vodka too. Well, I did like vodka.
I feel like I also did like whiskey. I just vodka was easy.
Yeah, it's an easy.
And vodka is easy to hide.
Yes, you're right.
You know, like vodka, you can put in a water bottle and no one will notice.
No, you're right.
Whiskey, they're gonna be like, why is your drink brown?
This is simply,
it's just, Coke.
Yeah.
It's just uncarbonated.
Flat uncarbonated.
Took the bubbles out.
It's the only way I could drink it. Carbonation hurts my tummy.
The carbonation gave me tummy aches.
It gave me tummy aches.
Yeah, I tried the whiskey thing, but couldn't hide it well.
When you were a kid, I couldn't hide it well. When you were a kid, did you, like, stay home from school sick a lot, or?
I feel like I tried a lot, but like
your parents
like
weren't
parents
having
just kind of knew.
My parents weren't having it either.
Because it was like a little too often. Every once in a while, they would give it to me. I had a lot of trouble getting up for school. Like, they had to try all different methods to get me out of my bed.
Like the crane?
Yeah. Or my dad would come in the morning and, like, jump on my bed and, like, tickle me awake. Or, like, just rip all the covers off.
That's nice. I used to I was really bad for getting up, too. But not that I needed, like, multiple methods.
Yeah,
I would be, like, pissed angry when I got woken up. I would just be so, like, mad. And, like, it's weird. There's got to be some sort of science to this. I know it's probably, like, circadian rhythm or something. But your body, like, knows when something is going to wake you up. And it's like, I would wake up literally seconds before my dad would knock on my door.
I feel like that's, like, still a thing where I sometimes wake up, like, 10 minutes before my alarm and I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, that's gotta be, like, a circadian rhythm thing.
That makes me angry.
I know, I hate that so much.
I love when I wake up at, like, 3 a.m. and I'm like, yes, I still have a few hours.
Yeah.
But, oh, I gotta kill this.
Folks, last episode I was with Kyle. Last episode I was with Kyle and we were talking about the fucking flies. They seriously keep getting worse and worse. I mean, like,
they're getting really good at getting away.
Yeah. These things are flipping crazy. We didn't get this on the recording because we ended it, but, like, some guy came up to me and Kyle at the end of that recording, and he looked, like, crazed. He had, like, bloodshot eyes, but, like, it looked like he got pepper spray. Let me put it that way. But he came up to us, he's like, there's gotta be some way to kill these things. I'm telling you, there's gotta be some way. And we're like, yeah. And he's like, a predator, something, anything. And we were like, uh-huh. And then we just kind of walked away.
Honestly, though, right now, like, we are their only predator.
We are, yeah, that's true. And blue jays, but blue jays only eat the babies.
At this point, it's like, can birds even, like, have a bird swooping, like, that thing gets away fat. Like, those flies are really adapting.
Yeah, they are.
They've got quite the reflex, and I feel bad because they have...
They have such a
will to live. You know, if they were just letting us stomp them out left and right, I wouldn't feel so bad, but they really try to get away.
They do. They fly for their lives.
They do fly for their lives. I would too. I mean, you see a big thing coming at you.
I used to in middle school. Do you remember? I don't know how much these still exist in America. I'm sure in other countries they probably are a lot bigger, but, like, the old capsule machines where you'd get a toy out of a capsule, you'd put, like, 50 cents or a dollar and it would give you something
like a small little, yeah. Yes.
When I was little, we had this one capsule that was huge. It was, like, the size of your fist. I forget what we got in it originally, but me and my friend, we used to fucking trap bugs in it. We had air holes for it, but we'd make them fight.
No.
So we managed to get a wasp in one, and it won, like, 3 fights. And then...
Like, killed other bugs?
Yeah, or it'd be like, 20 ants versus 1 wasp.
That's insanity.
And the wasp would win. But we would do that a lot. We had, like, roly-poly bugs.
That's so weird that you just said roly-poly bugs, because I was literally just thinking about roly-poly bugs.
What about roly-polies?
Little roly-poly-olies.
Those are nice. Those are my favorite. I don't like their sea counterpart. You've seen those things?
Their what?
Their, like, undersea counterpart.
I don't think so.
Oh my god, look this up. I forget what their actual name is, but they're essentially the roly-poly bug, but it lives underwater. It looks just like it. They've got big fucking eyes. They're huge. They're bottom feeders, so I don't think they would ever attack a human. But
they're big?
Yes, they're, like, they could be this big.
Oh my god. And is it, like, the same, like, if you touch it, it'll roly-poly all the way up?
Probably. But
wait, is a roly-poly only like a hard exos, like,
yeah,
it is, right?
Yeah.
And then is there inside gooey?
Yes, that's a lot of boogs. But yeah. We're gonna go further around. We should just walk further, honestly.
Let's
just
go
because
far. We're going far today.
Yeah, we're going far today. Anyway, with the bug thing, it ended with us in, like, I don't know, 6th grade or something. And we fucking caught, like, a butterfly. and we put it in with
you're terrible
something, and
you're
the butterfly
person.
Was getting decimated, and a security guard came up to us and she was like, "What are you doing? You're hurting a harmless butterfly." And then she made us release it, and then she took our capsule and stomped it.
Good.
So we couldn't ever do it again.
I agree with her. You put a butterfly in there.
Yeah.
Of all things. The wasp, fine. Ant, fine. We got plenty of those. But butterflies?
We went a little far.
Also, how do you even trap a butterfly?
I forget.
Wait, would you like trap it with the capsule with bugs already still in there, or would you capture it and then let it into the capsule?
We would capture it somehow, like quickly.
And then plop it in
plop
there.
It, like open close really quickly, yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah, we were dastardly kids. I was almost a serial killer because of that. I would have gotten a taste for more butterflies.
Yeah, I feel like that's where it all starts. You start having bugs fight. And then you start killing animals.
Did you know anyone who was weird with their pet?
What do you mean weird?
Like, as in they were, like, kind of way too rough with them. Like, because I knew a few people.
I don't think so. I mean, I feel like I've seen people that, like, treat their dogs in a way that I wouldn't, like, with training.
Yeah.
You know, but not... not like borderline abuse.
We had there was a couple cases. So there are people who were like, they would have like hamsters and shit that they were way too rough with, and they would do stuff with, and like hamsters are so brittle, like,
oh yeah, their bones are like
basically
so tiny.
Paper, yeah. And it's like, yeah, one time I just grabbed my hamster too hard and I killed it. I'm like, that's fucking horrible.
Why'd you grab your hamster so hard?
Yeah.
Also, like, don't hamsters do this thing where they hibernate and people think they're dead?
And throw them out,
and
yeah.
Throw them out and bury them, but they're actually just asleep.
Yeah.
And that's why I was wondering, like, why do hamsters not last that long? And it's like, well, because we're just disposing of a hamster that's alive.
Yeah. Probably, yeah. That's probably what's happening, and it's very sad.
Yeah.
Burying anything alive is sad.
My mom told me a story about, I think her friend had a hamster, and she would just kind of let it, like, go around her room. One day they were all, like, listening to music and dancing around, and I guess one of the girls who was dancing just, like...
Stomped it.
Not on purpose, obviously.
That makes me sad.
Yeah. That's why I get nervous, like... if there's too many people and my bunny Stella's around. Because I'm like, one wrong move and someone trips and Stella's done for. Because just like the hamsters, I mean, bunnies' bones are pretty brittle too. Like, they can break a bone just from jumping too high, or... they're really good jumpers, but if they land the wrong way...
yeah, they can hurt their little ribs or
they can hurt
spine.
Themselves. And then, like, if they hurt a leg, it could also, like... you know...
we don't want that happening to little Stella Bean.
No,
that's why I always get scared when, like I was just at a festival on Sunday, and before the rain. It was a beautiful day before the rain. At least.
And then a monsoon came.
Yeah. And then something completely fucking trashes the entire
island. Thunder was insane.
It was. I was caught in the hot tub for it. I was like, whoa.
It was like reverberating off of the earth.
Yeah. Anyway, I always get scared of festivals because people bring their, like, their little dogs, and there's, like, a bajillion people walking around. It's like, this is more densely packed than, like, a block in New York City, and you have your little dog just kind of,
yeah,
like...
yeah, people are way too careless with their animals.
Yeah. That pisses me off. That
and also, like, think about the dog, who's now probably anxious because they're in this tight space with so many people.
On a hot day. Yeah. Dipping and dodging.
Yeah, no. Like, think a little.
That's why I do give credit to people, but even though it's fucking funny and even maybe a little weird, I do give credit to the people who put them in, like, strollers.
Yes, or, like, a little backpack.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like that stuff.
I wish I could do that with Stella and just bring her everywhere, but...
she would be like, whoop! Yeah, she would get the hell out of there.
Like, when I go to the movie theater, I wish I could just bring her.
That'd be so
fun. I just
want to
bring her everywhere with me.
Piece of popcorn for Stella?
I would just, she can actually eat popcorn, but it has to be like...
unsalted, unbuttered, yeah.
I used to make her like popcorn.
Oh, that's so cool.
I haven't in a long time.
little kernel for Stella.
Yeah, she's got a weird stomach, so I try not to feed her crazy things.
Yeah. One story I had of someone being a little too rough with their dog. We had this kid who was, let's say, just a little bit special. In one of my early like film classes, and he was like trying to make Jackass. And
oh no!
In one of the things, he was just like kicking his dog. And it was just like, and we were like, this is not funny. This is not funny. You're kicking your dog. He's like, that's what Jackass is. He had like a really strong Long Island accent. It was really funny. He literally talked like this. That's what Jackass is.
That's what Jackass is?
That's what Jackass is. Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah, that would make me angry.
Yeah, the teacher's like, we need to have a word. I forget what I did.
Wait, like she saw it?
Yeah, it was presented to the whole class.
Oh man. Oh, that's embarrassing. Embarrassing and horrible.
Yeah.
Like, also, where was his parents?
I don't know. He had like rich parents. He had like really rich parents.
So they probably didn't care.
Yeah. It's like, oh, he's doing something creative.
Look at him go. He's actually doing something.
He's doing something. He's kicking the dog.
He's kicking the dog. I have zero tolerance for animal abuse.
No, I do too. It really says something about your psyche that you're able to do something to something harmless.
Like, that's the one thing that I can, like, say with confidence. If I see you in person hitting your dog, like, cover your face because you're literally about to get hit.
Yeah. Your nose about to get broken.
Yeah, like, I don't care. Arrest me. But, yeah. Like,
you,
nobody getting away with that.
Did you ever make, like... Well, you had YouTube channels. I was going to say, did you ever make short film? There's something... I don't know if we ever brought this up in the podcast. Once upon a time, Amanda was, like, crazy on YouTube.
Yeah, I had a little bit of a following, and I made music videos and little short skits. But I never actually made, like, a short. It would just be, like, me and my cousin. There's one that I can remember, and it was called The Stalker. I might have showed it to you. I don't remember.
But yes, it's like you did, yeah.
Me in a hoodie, like, stalking my cousin down the street. I got really hurt that day, actually. In the last scene, I'm, like, running away, and I pass a fence, and right after I hit that fence, I, like, took a gnarly fall and hurt myself really badly, but... Yeah, I was a tuber.
We used to do tiny short videos all the time. I told you I got started in like summer camp way back. But there was one that we did similar to your story where we were filming something and I just wiped the hell out. And I think I still have a scar from it. I put my hands out to fall and a sharp rock fucking lodged itself underneath, like into my hand, and the scar is still there
for
that day. Yeah.
Wait, do you have one of those little, like, we need to lead up. Do you have any of those, like, little pen marks?
Of what? From, like, someone tattooing?
Like, I don't know. I feel like I've met so many people with it too. Like, Chris has one too, but it's like, where do they come from?
Like, it's like a permanent pen mark?
Yeah, permanent pen or pencil mark, but I don't know if that's true because so many people have them. And like,
well, here's my genuine question to you. How do people, like, can't you tattoo with a pen?
Yes.
How does that work?
I mean, you have to, it's long and kind of painful, but you can, like, well, you can use a needle, too, and, like, poke the little holes and then put the ink in there. But I tried one, a stick and poke. It's somewhere here.
Jeez, I'm looking at her hand.
It's on my hand. It's a moon. There's no ink left, but the scar's there.
Oh my god.
You see it?
So those are not lasting tattoos.
No, I mean, they look like shit after like a little bit of time. But like, if you ever seen anyone who like got one in prison or did one themselves, it's either almost all faded or it just looks like garbage.
That's insane. But you've seen some of those prison tattoos are like impressive. You know what I mean? Where it's like, the
but
hell?
I feel like that's like someone who's been in there for so long, doing it for so long, that they actually got good at it.
I do find it funny that like the police, the guards are just like, yep.
It's fun.
Yep.
As long as they're not killing each other.
This is prison culture. They're just doing their thing.
Yeah, I watched like a prison documentary, I don't know, a few months ago, and there was this one guy in there who was like really good at doing stick and poke tattoos. And they were coming out like decent. I mean, obviously not as good as if you were getting one done with a tattoo gun, but
I always find it funny, like, people who get, like, there are types of tattoos that are always funny no matter what, and it's ones that are, like, of people that just look horrible, where it's like
a terrible portrait.
Yep, that's my girlfriend. Actually, my ex from 20 years ago.
I will never understand the getting a significant other's, like,
face. Even their name.
I don't understand that. Even their name.
Like, family's one thing, but, like, come on.
Like, yeah, family's one thing, whatever, but, like, I mean, anything can happen in this world, you know what I mean?
Yeah, blood is forever. You could say blood is forever.
Whether you like it or not. Yeah. But.
But, like, yeah, even getting someone, oh, she's my girlfriend of 12 years.
Yeah, and
if she breaks up with you next year.
Exactly. It's like, you've heard of people being with people for 7 years, and they end up going their separate ways, but I get it. Like, if, like, my dad got my names and my mom's name.
Aww.
But that's after 30 years of marriage.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't just on a whim.
Yeah, that's not something. Yeah, I think you know at that point.
Yeah.
I think you very much know at that point.
And even if you don't, it was 30 years of your life.
Yeah.
So it's warranted. But yeah, people are so dumb. There was this one girl. Oh my God, me and Chris watched a Catfish episode. The girl got, they were gay. She got the girl's name on her, not that that's significant, but I'm saying, because I'm saying she and she.
Yeah.
She got her name tattooed on her, like, chest. And it was decently big, like, it was, you could see the name. And they met, and it was a catfish with a completely different name. And it's like, how can you be so stupid? Never seen the girl, never met her, has her name tattooed on her, and it's not even her name.
Oh, my psychopath friend, he would be stupid enough to do something like that. Thankfully, he's too much of a pussy for a tattoo. But, all right.
I swear to God.
Yeah. So he's too much of a pussy for a tattoo, but he spent so much money on women he never ever met. And this wasn't an OnlyFans situation. It was like met on Chatterbait or some shit like that, and then proceeded to pay them off of that service. So it would be untaxable.
So many people look for guys like him.
Yeah. Suckers.
Yeah. That are just willing to give money.
Lonely suckers.
Like saying, oh, I need money for gas. I'm stuck on the side of the road. Like,
it's
they are looking for
shit.
That.
There were so many situations where he was like, oh, she got stuck on the road again.
Okay.
I'm like, no, she didn't.
No, she
dude.
Didn't.
No, she fucking didn't.
Like, take the hint that you're literally being scammed.
You're being scammed. It's like, it would always be, yeah, they're out of gas. They're out of gas or something.
And, like, part of my thought process is that it's kind of fair. If you're going to be that stupid.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, yes, obviously scamming people is wrong. And it's not a good thing, but, like,
yeah, there is a certain level where if you are that much of a dumb sucker, you deserve it.
Yeah, like,
like, if you were that uncaring with your money, you deserve to lose it.
Exactly.
Like, you're doing it to yourself, literally.
I mean, like, some girls out there literally just make a career out of scamming people, like, in that way.
Yeah.
Of just, you know, chatting with people all day, every day. And just asking each one for a little bit of money here and there.
Yeah, and it's easy. It's an easy, easy thing to do.
It
you
is.
Make them think that you care just enough where, like, oh, like, I have an investment in this woman, so therefore I must make an actual financial investment
is
in them.
Is the friend that you say gives money to these girls the same friend who thinks strippers like him.
Yes.
Okay.
It's the same one, yeah.
It seemed like it was in the same ballpark.
He, and I say this with giant, giant quotation marks, dated a stripper. Dated a stripper. And I guess she got enough money and then ran off. And she was like, yeah, I haven't seen her since.
Does he, like, have money like that?
No, he doesn't. He's like a... Well, yes and no. He works blue collar, which in some
like
situations...
Like, has a career, but, like, not...
Yeah.
He's not making
He's not
six
making...
Figures.
Yeah. So he's not, like, an insanely rich person. He had enough to spend, but, yeah. But he was wasting it all, essentially, on shit like this. And, yeah, there were just enough times where... I guess the woman scammed him enough where she was able to leave the state and run away with her actual boyfriend. And,
and I'm sure the boyfriend was in on it the whole time. Like, yeah, just, you know, just keep talking to the guy. Get more money out
of him. Get more money, yeah.
And that's a whole other thing. Like, couples do that.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just women. It's literal couples.
Yeah. That's why it's always so funny when you hear about, like, these famous women online. Where it's like, they discovered she has a boyfriend. And then
it's like, the boyfriend was in on it.
The boyfriend was 100% in on it. But, what was so funny was even after she fucking left, like, months later, she was still asking him for money.
Oh.
And he was like, well, I don't know what... He was asking me what he should do. And I was like, well, don't fucking
don't
give it to her.
Don't send her money, sir. Like, please stop.
Dude, what do you think I should do? I'm like, she wants nothing to do with you, dude. She's fucking ringing. It feels like such an obvious statement, but some people really need to hear it.
They do. I can't even put myself in that mindset because I couldn't just, like, give someone money willingly. Like, I'm even, like...
You see these actual finches? Those little yellow birds?
No.
That's them peeping right now. Anyway, sorry.
Even skeptical of giving money to, like, homeless people. I'd rather buy them a meal.
Yeah.
Than, you know, because it's, like, still my money. I would just rather it be spent on something worthwhile.
Something that is feasible, something you could see, something... Yeah, agree. I flippin' agree.
Not on women who are scamming me.
Tricked by stripper.
Yeah, I can't put myself in there.
That's like the people who get tricked by, like, Hooters waitresses.
Yeah. Like, they don't like you.
And they're not interested in you.
No, not at
all. Sorry.
Oh,
I don't know how you get fooled by that.
I don't get it.
Do you think you can get away with it? Like, do you think you would feel, like, good enough doing that?
No.
No, you just couldn't do it.
What, like scamming men?
Scamming dumbasses.
I don't know. I feel like...
I'd do it.
Maybe once upon a time.
I would do it.
I would have. But I feel like I have too much of a conscience now, but...
I guess it also depends on how desperate you are for money.
Right. Like, if I was desperate for money, we could be having a whole different conversation. And I'm like, yes, I'm doing that on the side.
All right. Hard limit. How much are you making from one dude?
A day, week, month, year.
Like a year. A year.
A year. Maybe, like, actually, I can't even put that into perspective, but maybe, like, once a week I'd ask for, like, $100. And see how long it would last.
Let's get the Patreon started. $500 coming our way.
All right. Bye. And